Have you been searching for a rewarding career as labor, skilled labor, or lead man supervisor? Premier Structures may have the career you've been looking for. Premier Structures offers three stages of profit sharing, 70% of health insurance covered for individuals, and plenty of room for growth. Premier Structures is located in Athens, Alabama, and serves all of North Alabama, and is licensed in Alabama and Tennessee. To find your career with Premier Structures, go to premierstructures.com or give them a call at 256-232-2092.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motor Homes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motor Homes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorHomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motor Homes.
With locations in Tuscumbia, Florence, Muscle Shoals, Russellville, Killen, Madison, and Athens, Singing River Dentistry provides the most advanced dental care, including same-day crowns and implants, in a compassionate and friendly atmosphere. They excel in educating their patients and themselves about the benefits of keeping a healthy smile for a lifetime. The care of their patients is the center of their practice. They value their patients' time, trust, and total health. For more information about their practice or to request an appointment, go to SingingRiverDentistry.com.
Need the perfect fit? Whether it's hemming pants, altering a wedding gown, or giving your favorite outfit a brand new look, Coronation Tailoring and Alterations has you covered. We're your local experts in custom tailoring right here on Highway 72 next to 306 Barbecue in Athens, Alabama. Stop by today or call 256-444-0077 to schedule your fitting. That's Coronation Tailoring and Alterations, where your style is always in good hands.
J. Calvert Farm, located 3 miles south of Dodge City on Highway 69, exit 299 off Interstate 65. Give them a call at 256-636-2752. That's J. Calvert Farm in Dodge City, Alabama.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
This is Nico Johnson from Andalusia, Alabama. Be where your feet are. You listen to The Mark White Show.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show, and one smile can make a difference.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is the Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to the Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White. Something
good today. Welcome to a special edition of the Mark White Show. I am glad that you can join us. Last Sunday, my Uncle Sewell Hall passed away at the age of 96. And I recently posted about an interview that we did in the spring of 2019. Several of you asked about airing that conversation, and that's what we're going to do tonight. When we sat down together in 2019, the conversation was intended to encourage the graduating class at Athens Bible School. My nephew Nicholas was part of that, and we also wanted to encourage graduates across the country and the world. In the conversation, Uncle Sewell shares wisdom from his lifetime of preaching, teaching, missionary work, and serving others. I'm grateful we had this conversation, and I'm grateful that I can share it with you now. I hope you'll listen closely as we go back to the spring of 2019 for my conversation with my Uncle Sewell Hall. It actually starts with a recording of his mom, Gartrell Hall, as she shares about a special moment from his childhood.
Sewell, I believe it was, or Mayor Bade, I think it was Sewell, bumped his head after services and hurt him. Brother Lewis went and got down and just loved that child like it was his own child. Just got down and just petted that baby after he'd hit his little head. My children, that was the only time I ever knew of when my children disturbed him.
And that was my great-grandmother, Gartrell Hall. She was telling a story about John T. Lewis and the early church in Birmingham, and my Uncle Sewell was just a baby back then. Great memory of some special ladies sitting at the table talking about
that piece of history. I'd like to welcome Uncle Sewell Hall to the Mark White Show right now. Welcome, Uncle Sewell.
Thank you, Mark. Good to be on the program with you. Glad to hear those voices again.
Yes, sir. We worked on this a long time ago when grandmother was alive, and I told her, I said, Uncle Sewell's going to be on my show, and things didn't happen the way that we thought they would, and you didn't make it, but here we are right now. Glad to get to talk to you on the program. I wanted to start out talking about your early years in the Hall household. Tell us how things were for you growing up.
Well, we had a pleasant getting it growing up. We lived in several places. Dad was preaching, and in those days, preachers moved more often than they do now. And we moved from Birmingham after when I was 7 years old and lived in Florida for a year and then in Tuscumbia, up not far from you there in North Alabama. And then from there to Mississippi, and I then graduated from high school in Chattanooga. It was great growing up. Dad was pretty strict. Mother supported him and all of it. And we had what we needed, not much extra. In fact, I think back sometime on how tight everything was. But we had what we needed. And above all, we had the encouragement of God, of Christian friends, and the opportunity to go to church a whole lot. We went to meetings nearly every night when I was a child. And Dad would tell Mother, just leave the dishes in the sink. And we'd go off to services, and he'd get up early in the morning and do wash dishes till we all got off to school. And that was his contribution to the house for the day. He's off been busy studying and visiting other people here and there. But we liked to sing a lot. We sang a lot around the house. And somebody observed that if anybody started up a song before long, well, there were four parts going around the house, and it was something like that going on constantly. Had a lot of good people in our home, and hospitality meant an awful lot to us because Mother and Dad extended it to good people who came in and were a lot of encouragement to me and to the other children. Nature. It's just the way it was, and it was always enjoyable. My dad used to tell about the Bible reading at home. Of course, when he was growing up, they didn't have any of the modern entertainment at all, even radios. And every night there was a Bible reading and a devotional in the home. And my grandfather used to laugh at my dad when he was just beginning to read. And he was reading the Bible, and he came across the word father and kind of stumbled and said, fat her. And my grandfather got a lot of pleasure out of that. One of the things that I would mention about growing up was that there was prayer at our home every night about 10 o'clock. Whoever was there, if it was all of us or if some of us were out somewhere, even through the years after we'd left home, we knew there was always a prayer being offered about 10 o'clock at night for all of us, wherever we might be. And it made a difference in my life.
Talk about when you left home, where you went to college, and your experience there.
Well, I was still in high school. It was wartime, or just right after the Second World War. And there was a shortage of preachers and men. And so they put some boys to do some men's work, and I was one of the boys that got an opportunity to start preaching very, very young. So I was preaching already every Sunday when I was in high school. And then I went from there to Nashville to school. School there, this changed a good bit from what it was when I was there. But I went to 4 years there in Nashville. And then from there, taught a couple of years in Montgomery, small school. And then to New Jersey, and then to Nigeria, and we've been to a good many different places.
And when you were in Montgomery, was Granddaddy down there at the same time?
Oh, okay, yes. When I went down there to teach, the school was a very small junior college and high school, and they even had an elementary school. But they were on a shoestring financially, and one of the ways they paid the teacher was to give them a student to help them, to assist them. And my sister, Mary Faye, was the one that was my assistant. She lived in the whole house with us. and went to school with, and Lynn went down at the same time. Lynn Hedrick, we'd been friends in school in Nashville, and he and I went down to teach together. And so he met my sister, who was in his sociology class. And one thing we've laughed about a little bit, he taught a home and family course, and she was in the class. He told them when they first enrolled, said, "Now, if anybody comes with an engagement ring, they get an A in the class." And so she borrowed my wife's engagement ring the last day of school and went in with that engagement ring, said, "Now I'm claiming my A." But anyway, she didn't get, I don't know whether she got her A or not. She probably did. She did get an eventual engagement and marriage.
Right.
But as soon as he turned in his grades, he asked her for a date. It was a romance from there on. And what a blessing he was to our family. He was just a wonderful, wonderful man.
They married in September of 1953, stayed married until he passed away of cancer in 1998.
He stayed there in Montgomery longer than we did. Then eventually went to the University of Tuscaloosa. Later moved to Athens. We'd already moved to Athens, and it was a joy to us when they moved up there and he started Calhoun.
What caused you to want to travel outside of the states across the world to teach the gospel in the first place that you went to and your experience with your family there?
When I was in school in Nashville, there was a good bit of emphasis put on mission work and missionaries that were coming back from other overseas would come through Nashville and speak to us there in the school. And I got a glimpse of that kind of work and just determined I wanted to give most of my life to difficult works and mission works. I haven't always done that, but I've done some of it. And we went to Nigeria. I had a close friend who had been over there and came back. We took him off. By that time, I'd moved to New Jersey, and we took him off the boat and put them on the train, and they talked a whole lot about Nigeria. And eventually church offered to send us over there, so we went. And then came back for a couple of years and then went back again. So we spent a total of 4 years in Nigeria. The first time we went, Cherry would have been five, I believe. That's about right. And Gardner would have been just about one on that first trip. He just had just been recently born. So that was on the first trip. Then we came home for a couple of years and went back. And by that time, we had Holly, and she was about one, and Gardner and Cherry a little older. But they had some interesting experiences. They went to Cherry and Gardner both went to a school operated by the British in Nigeria, mainly for merchant people there that were merchants, or mm-hmm. and they had their children in an English school, and Gardner took on quite an English accent, having this English teacher. We've laughed at him as he said the multiplication table: 1 5 5 2 5 10 3 5 15 4 5 20.
Now he can do that in Spanish too.
Oh yes, and I can't.
Well, y'all were in Africa two times so far. There, where did y'all go to from there?
Well, we came back to Birmingham for about 4 years and then to Athens. We came to Athens in 1966 and were there till 1974 and enjoyed our visit, not visit, our years, our life there. Mark, I guess I've lived a lot of places, including New York and London, but and Atlanta now for a total of over 30 years. Total, we've been here three times, but Athens is always going to be my hometown. If you ask me where my hometown is, it has to be Athens. And I expect to be buried there, the Lord willing.
Well, and during your time in Athens, you had the opportunity to work at Athens Bible School.
Yes, I directed chorus there several of the years that we lived there, several of those 8 years, and taught Bible in the Bible classes. Bible, I think 10th grade is what I taught, 10th grade Bible. And we had all our children in the school there. And that was a wonderful experience for them and a great experience for me, too. I enjoyed so much work with the people that were were teaching there, and the administration. It was just a delightful relationship. My wife knew whenever I was late getting in that I'd even stopped off to the school or at the CEI store, one or the other, and run into people I knew and talking with them.
Well, I'll tell you what, since we've brought up Athens Bible School, we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about Athens Bible School. Of course, we got a guy in the studio right now. He's a 2019 graduate coming up Tuesday evening. Nicholas will graduate from Athens Bible School, and it's been an important part of his life to this point. And we'll talk some more about that. Right now, we have my Uncle Sewell Hall from Atlanta, Georgia, who considers his hometown Athens, Alabama, joining us. And I hope that you'll let your friends know about this special interview with Uncle Sewell and share it with your friends. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
To do is try. Yeah, every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
With 6 convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their 6 convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
Hydration Lounge, located in Athens, Alabama, now offers medical weight loss consultations. We discuss nutrition, diet, and lifestyle, as well as prescription medication. Visit us at hydrationl.com for more information.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers.
Losing a loved one is hard, but losing a loved one and not having an estate plan is even harder. Attorney Harlan Mitchell witnessed what not having an estate plan can do to families and decided to use his experience to do something about it. I encourage you to go to BamaEstatePlanning.com or give Harlan Mitchell a call at 256-216-9884. Again, that website is BamaEstatePlanning.com. Let Harlan Mitchell help you with estate planning. Do it for those you love, and do it today.
This is William Lee Golden with the Oak Ridge Boys. I want to invite you to join Mark White on The Mark White Show and find out how to be encouraged in life, regardless of who you are.
We are back. We're talking to Uncle Sewell Hall of Atlanta, Georgia. Glad to have him on the line. The first song there was The Grand Old Book, My Uncle Sewell and grandmother and Aunt Lillian and Uncle Bill and some other relatives got together during a family reunion, sang that song. Welcome back, Uncle Sewell.
Thank you.
We were talking a little bit about Athens being your hometown, considered your hometown, and we were talking about your work at Athens Bible School. If we could talk a little more about it and elaborate on your career there at Athens Bible School, how it got started, and all the children that you put through Athens Bible School, too.
Well, I was preaching at Eastside in Athens, and the course director had left. They didn't have a course teacher, and I had had some training in music in college and actually directed chorus in Montgomery Bible School, as it was called at that time, in Montgomery. So I had a little experience, and so they asked me if I'd direct the chorus, and I was glad to do it. I did it for several years, off and on, but that was one of the pleasant experiences, and I run across people. In fact, we have some here in the church in Atlanta that were in the chorus, and we just let most everybody in. We had a tryout, but I figured if it was a school chorus, it was supposed to train those that weren't very well qualified to be better, and so most everybody was in. We had a large chorus, 75 or 80 at each chorus each year, and that was one of the pleasant experiences. And then teaching the Bible, of course, was a good experience too. I thoroughly enjoyed it.
Well, let's talk about your objective. I know you're working there at Eastside. Let's talk about the primary objective there to take on that role at Athens Bible School. Why you did it?
Well, having the children there was, of course, made me happy to have some association with it, but I thought it would be good for our children, and if others were contributing to the education of the children by teaching always at a sacrifice, I was glad to do it. Any chance to teach the Bible, of course, is something I was looking for, and the opportunity to teach young people that way was especially attractive. And I've always enjoyed the music and the singing, and appreciate the opportunity to help young people learn to sing a little bit better. And it was a joy. Having our children there was certainly one of the big advantages. They benefited tremendously from their association, and through the years, especially those that were with Miss Sparks and Miss Glass, first and second grades, have carried that with them the rest of their life. And their class, the older ones that got to be in Brother Rollins' classes, they enjoyed that and still carry the influence of that into their life.
Sure, and one of the things, of course...
And the other classes, too, right?
Yes.
I don't mean to leave anybody out. Several of the teachers there had a good influence on the students.
Well, and you got to spend time with family here too, as you said, in Athens, with Mamaw and Papaw being here at the time, and then of course Grandma.
Well, they moved there after we were there.
Okay, so they were there.
We were the first to go up there, and then
all right.
Lynn and Mary Faye came, and then Mother and Dad moved there from Birmingham.
And then y'all left Athens, and is that when you went to England?
No, we went to Atlanta.
Okay.
And we came to Atlanta and stayed for 3 years. And then we'd been supporting a man from Atlanta, from Eastside in England. And when he came home a little bit later, we decided to go. And Eastside supported us in that work over there. Coach Merle's father and mother were over there for a period of time. In fact, we moved into the house that they moved out of.
Because Nicholas is graduating from the class of 2019 at Athens Bible School, thought it was really important to have a message to the students, and look forward to having this segment with my Uncle Sewell to talk about a message to students as they finish out with school.
You know, the fact that it's graduation time has caused me to look back and think about the last year I was there. I was there and left in 74. And the graduates that year were excited about what they'd accomplished. It didn't matter whether they'd been at Athens Bible School or the Athens High School or West Limestone or wherever, East Limestone. It just didn't matter. All the graduates were really, really excited about what they'd accomplished. And that's something to be excited about. It's quite an achievement. And a lot of students are not wise enough to go ahead and dedicated enough to go ahead and finish high school. But that is important. But I was reading something the other day from an old friend in Athens in the blog, and he wound it up by saying it makes no difference where we've come from. What counts is where we go. And I thought there's a lot of wisdom in that. It doesn't matter whether you went to Athens Bible School as a graduate or West Limestone, East Limestone, wherever. That's good and that's fine. But what really is going to count in life is where you go from here. And I've thought about some of the graduates there from Athens Bible School that I knew better, though I knew some from out in the other areas. And in fact, we have some people in the church here in Atlanta that graduated from some of the other high schools there in Limestone County. But as my friend said, it doesn't matter really now where they came from. The question is, where have they gone and where are they going now? And some of those that were graduated at that time, we fully expected to do real, real well. Some others, we didn't know how well they'd do. But it's really interesting, Mark. Those graduates that graduated that year I left Athens are now 60 years old. Would you believe that?
Wow.
And the graduates now are the children and grandchildren, in some cases, of those that graduated when I was leaving Athens. And they've gone in different directions. And I just to pick up on what I said just a minute ago, some of those we expected to do best. I remember some of my students that I thought are just going to be real, real useful people in the Church of the Lord and in family relations and everything, have just made a mess of their lives. And on the other hand, some that I didn't expect too much of have just been real solid students. So it's up to you, really, where you go and what you do. Where you go to school may have some influence, but one of the things that when you go off to school, that the influence is not always going to be good. The Bible, I just thinking about Daniel, the young man Daniel, who got a scholarship to a prestigious university. He was captured by the Babylonians, and they put him into a special program in the school of in Babylon, and they were going to teach him all kinds of important things and make something really important out of him, but they were going to change everything about him. And he didn't let them change his religion. They changed his name from Daniel, which has to do with God, to Belteshazzar, which was the god of the Babylonians. But when he continued writing about himself, he was still Daniel. And just when we leave as Christians in as seniors from high school, the main thing is just remember to be Christians. Don't ever compromise the faith that you've had, because there'll be efforts to change it in college or in places where you work. In fact, in our whole society, there's a movement away from God, away from church attendance, away from faith in the Bible. But there's good reason for these things if you've been doing and been taught. And don't let your changes in life make a change in your convictions and your faithfulness to God. That would be the big message I'd give, I think, Mark. In fact, this statement that I read, as I said, a few days ago, that made an impression on me, it has an application to all of us. You've talked to me, and I've enjoyed reminiscing about my past experiences, beginning in Birmingham and Nigeria and New Jersey and New York and London. I've preached in 2 years in England, Athens, Alabama. But now I'm 89 years old, Mark, and it doesn't make that much difference where I've been. The big question is where I'm going. I'm hoping to go to heaven. I don't consider myself worthy of it. There's nothing I've done that would deserve it. But by the grace of God, I'm hoping for it. And I hope that we'll meet those wonderful people in Athens and Limestone County in huge numbers. over on the other side.
I think the most important thing about the work that you did is the example. If another person's listening right now who is preaching the gospel, say, well, there's men who have gone to other places around the world and they've done it.
I'd like to just make a statement about this, Mark. There's a lot of people going for a couple of weeks here and there, and I'm not objecting to that. I've done some of that myself, and there's good to be accomplished by it. But there's need in some places, some countries, that's all you can do. And so that's what we just have to do. But there are still places where men and live for a period of time, and they can accomplish more that way. And I'm hoping young people will not just give up on going and living in a place for a period of time. A short trip may be good, but it's the those who go and stay. I think about American history. There were those who just made countries that just made visits, but the English colonized, and that's the reason we speak English today.
Uncle Sewell, I really appreciate your time today, and I know it's going to be encouragement to somebody who's listening right now. It's an encouragement to me. Just want you to know that I love you and Aunt Kenita. Wish you continued good health. Hope that the work in Atlanta continues to thrive there at Embry Hills.
Well, I appreciate that very much, and I want to congratulate the graduates. Did you say you have one in the studio?
Nicholas Tyler White, I believe you know him.
I believe I do, and I want to give special personal congratulations to him as well as to the others who are graduating.
He's listening and graduates Tuesday night.
Well, we certainly are proud of him and of others who have had the dedication to go and especially to apply themselves in such a way as to succeed in a special way.
And thanks to all the family who might be listening right now, too. I appreciate you tuning in to the Mark White Show. If it's your first time, thank you. And I'm glad that we could have Uncle Sewell finally to come on the program. And, folks, that was Sewell Hall from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you, Uncle Sewell.
Thank you, Mark, for the invitation. And it's a real pleasure. And greetings to all my friends there.
Again, I'm glad you decided to join us here on the Mark White Show today. I'm thankful we were able to revisit that conversation that I had with my Uncle Sewell back in 2019. I hope that something that was said encourages you as much as this conversation encouraged me. Here on the Mark White Show, we are recognizing difference makers and sharing their stories to encourage and inspire, and I hope you are encouraged and inspired by today's show. You can follow the Mark White Show on Facebook and Instagram, and also subscribe to the Mark White Show podcast wherever you get your podcast. You have been listening to another edition of the Mark White Show. And this is Mark White, encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
When you need it, Greens has it. At Greens Dependable Hardware in Russellville, Alabama, we've been helping our neighbors get the job done for over 75 years. From tools and paint to plumbing and lawn care, we've got the brands you trust and the service you deserve. Our knowledgeable staff is always ready to help you find exactly what you need and with a smile. Stop by Greens Dependable Hardware on Highway 43 in Russellville or call 256-331-0123. Greens Dependable Hardware, the name says it all.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
Demo the kitchen. Go tour the Dream College. We can help you get to those moments that matter.
Contact Brad Wallace, your Edward Jones financial advisor, on Hughes Road in Madison, Alabama. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
When they go passing by, who live and love in my hometown. Ah, these are my kind of people.